Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God...
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast.
Remember, during our She Words podcast, we have different segments. We have Embrace the Exceptional, we have Monumental Moment, and we have Ask Alicia. I'm going to read this testimony that someone posted on Facebook and tagged us for Ask Alicia. This testimony made me think of creating something special, like the She Words Warrior. I think I'm going to add that and have that as a moment in our podcast. But for today, we're going to listen to what Lauren is sharing with us in regards to how she was motivated through She Words. Lauren writes this: in January at the vision board, it was a Zoom vision board party hosted by Alicia Ramsey. She challenged us to find a word for the year. My word for this year is push. In February, I challenged myself to work out at least 30 minutes for 28 consecutive days. I honestly didn't think I could do it, but God. So for 28 days straight, no matter how I felt, no matter how tired I was, no matter if I had a headache, I pushed through. Good job, Lauren. I'm proud of myself for making and keeping a commitment to myself. I did not lose any weight, but I did lose a couple of inches. In March and April, I will continue my workouts and try to get the nutritional piece together. She says thank you to her husband, to her friends, and she is excited because she has an accountability partner. She made it 28 days. And this was posted in March, so I know she's done even more since then. Congratulations, Lauren. Thank you so much for tagging us. You have truly shown us that it is important for us as women to focus on our mental health, our spiritual wealth, and our physical endurance. Continue to do great things. I look forward to getting another testimony from you in the future. For today's She Word podcast, we're going to talk about being a Christian at work. Oh my goodness, you've been thinking about that, haven't you? Being a Christian at work. Now, even though I say being a Christian at work, some of you may get ready to tune out because you may be of a different faith, but I want you to listen and take a moment because I am sure there is something in this podcast that can truly minister to you. Being a Christian at work. I know for myself that when I worked in the school system, I tried my best to be a Christian at work. I could not share my faith, my values, and my beliefs with students, with coworkers, with teachers, with employees that worked for me, but yet I could model them. And that is where I'm going to focus this She Word, how to be a Christian at work. It can be uncomfortable sometimes as Christians when you are challenged at work. You want to exhibit Christian principles and you do not want to compromise to the work environment. You want to voice to the organization how you feel, but they tell you not to discuss religion or politics. You try your best to display your instrumental values and virtues in your daily workplace. When I say values, what do I mean by that? Values has to deal with one's ability and integrity and character. So you try to have Christian integrity and character. Holtman writes this, values are the key because they are the driving force in human motivation and corporate culture. Let me break that down for you. Every organization, every company that you work for has a type of environment. So when we say corporate culture, when we say work environment, we mean the same thing. So you have to look around and evaluate the culture of your environment. You may be the entrepreneur. You may be the boss. You may be the head person in charge. You may be a supervisor or a manager. You may not be able to control the entire culture of the organization when you look at the top down, but you can control your part and you can control how you exhibit yourself in that environment. You need to make sure that you are habitual with your habits and your skills and your character traits, because people are so quick to label others as hypocrites. They don't even allow you to have one bad day on the job. But it happens. And how do we continue to move forward? Remember, if you have a comment or a question or want to share something, go to our SheWorks Facebook page. Hopefully you are following us. Or send us an email at arconsulting@gmail.com and put Ask Alicia as a subject heading and share your thoughts. Or maybe share a story on how difficult it may be for you to be a Christian at work. So we're talking today about how to be a Christian at work. I shared with you that it's important for you to display your values every day, and that is your ability, your integrity, and your character. The virtues that you have are exhibited even on your bad days. It is important. You need to make sure that you act ethically, right, and sensitive to various situations that go on. I live here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I want to send my condolences out to those that lost loved ones or friends with the FedEx shooting here in our city. You know, you never know how you're going to respond to those types of situations. And I know the workers that are in the hospital recovering, those that survived, they have to deal with that, the mental picture that is in their head, the fear, the anger, the grief, the hurt, the resentment. When you are a coworker or when you are a supervisor of someone that goes through a tragic situation, do you know when you go through a divorce, they say that is like death, losing a loved one. Many people grieve over divorce. They grieve over losing a loved one. They grieve over financial disparities. And if you are a Christian supervisor, manager, leader, boss, it is your responsibility to make sure that you show the virtues of a Christian as the supervisor, as the manager, through people that are going through difficult times on the job. We can generate success in our environments when we use biblical principles in the way that we lead people, the way that we supervise people, the way that we work with them. How do you do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Take notes on this. How do I exhibit Christian principles at work if I am a supervisor or manager, or I'm the team lead in my organization, on my job, or in my business? Well, one, as a Christian, you should be led by the Holy Spirit. I hope you pray every morning that you get up and you ask God to order your steps. You ask God to give you discernment, wisdom, and guidance on how to make the best decisions with your employees, how to do your best at your job, to generate a profit, to generate success, to have a peaceful environment. So one, make sure you're led by the Spirit. Number two, it is important for you to at times become vulnerable. Admit your weaknesses. Let your coworkers know. Let your employees know. I don't know everything. There may be certain things that you don't do well. When I was a teacher, I used to say to the students when I would misspell a word and they would pick up on it, I would say, look, I did not win any spelling bees when I was in school. But one thing I can tell you, if I was perfect, I would not be teaching school. I would be somewhere in a Fortune 500 company making a whole lot of money. And the kids would just bust out and start laughing when I would say that. But I never had a problem with being vulnerable. Even as a principal, I would share with my employees that I was not the numbers person. I was not the charts person. I was not the Excel sheet person. I was not the Excel sheet person at all. So I always made sure that my assistant principal, my team leads, were very good at numbers. I made sure they were left-brain people because it helped me in the area I was weak. So number one, being a Christian at work, and if you're leading others, if you're a team lead, even if you're not a team lead, but you want to make sure that you exhibit Christian principles at work. One, make sure you are led by the Spirit. Two, make sure you know when to become vulnerable or admit your weaknesses. If you are the supervisor and you're having a difficult day, if you're going through a tough time, let them know, hey, I may not be on top of my game today or this week. This is what I'm dealing with. One thing that my husband and I share all the time, I've used this for over 20 years. As a supervisor, as a manager, it is important for you to learn how to be personable without being personal. Being personable without being personal. What do I mean by that? I can share with my employees, my coworkers, or people that work for me. Hey, you know, I'm going through a difficult time in my marriage right now. Please keep me in your prayers. I'm going to do my best to be on top of my game here at work. And that's all you have to say. You don't have to say, we had an argument. Girl, I had to get a restraining order against him. I just don't understand how he spent all the money. That's not necessary. So you need to be personable. Hey, I understand what you're going through. I've went through this. I lost my mother, or I had difficulty at one time, without being personal, sharing too much of your business. So again, number one, being led by the Spirit. Number two, become vulnerable and admit your weaknesses. Number three, this is a big one for supervisors, managers, teachers, anyone that is a person in charge. You may be at home, homeschooling your children, doing e-learning. Number three, practice patience with the people you work with. Everybody doesn't function the way you function. Everyone does not have the work ethic that you have. Everyone doesn't have the drive that you have. Everyone can't keep secrets. Everyone can't focus the way you focus. Practice patience. Model the way for them. Show them the way it needs to be done without talking at them, but talking to them. So practice patience with the people you work with. This is a way you can show Christian principles at work. And number three, make sure you show them that we're learning together, that we both, all of us, the whole group, the whole team, we all have the same goal. And that is for our organization or for our business or for our company to succeed. We all are running the same race together. You pass the baton to me, I pass the baton to you. That's how you be a Christian at work. Remember, I shared with you earlier that if you have a story that you would like to share about how difficult it is for you to be a Christian at work, or how to, you know, practice your religious principles at work, send me an email at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, or tag us on your Facebook page, or go to the She Words Facebook page and let us know that. I read a book last year called The Making of a Christian Leader by Ted Engstrom.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Making of a Christian Leader. And in this book, it emphasized the need to blend your natural and your spiritual qualities as a Christian in your work environment. I really had to make sure that I spent time highlighting it, notes, you know, really listening and digging deeper so that I can make sure as I evolve in my roles in leadership, as I evolve in my roles as working with people and even different generations of people, that I know how to blend my natural gifts with my spiritual gifts. There are so many times people that are Christians at work, you are either you hide the fact that you are a Christian or you don't know how to incorporate it. You don't have to quote the Bible in every word that you say. You can show them the Christ in you by how you deal with people and how you deal with difficult situations. If you are a Christian that is effective in your work environment, you will be able to inspire people, motivate people, and direct people because of the God that lives within you. Christians really know how to conduct themselves as servant leaders inside and outside of their work environment. As Christians, we follow the life of Jesus Christ and how he patterned himself, and that's what you try to do. No one expects you to be perfect, but we do expect you to respond to things differently. As a Christian, we can stand on Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's the NIV version. That's what our goal is as a Christian, is to have a new mind on how we look at things. See, your coworkers, even your supervisor, may look at a challenge or something difficult and say, oh, I don't see how we're going to get through this. I don't see how we're going to overcome this. You, as a Christian, look at the opportunity, say, okay, my glass is not half empty. My glass is half full. How can I use my natural talents and my spiritual gifts in order to make this glass overflow? And you just don't pull on your knowledge, but you pull on wisdom from God, your knowledge, and past experiences. I need all of us to understand that we have so much living to do. We have so much to give to others. And it's important for you to ensure that you take every opportunity to display what it is to be a Christian. You know, when you're a Christian, you show up at work and you're not complaining. Is that you? You come into work, and I'm not saying you have to have a big, goofy smile on your face, and I'm not saying you have to skip in there singing, you know, Christian spirituals and playing your gospel music. What I'm saying is you walk in your environment, or you click on that Zoom call, or you answer the telephone call with such a pleasantness in your voice, in your demeanor, on your face. You know, body language is very important. A friend of mine, Linda Clemens, is a body language expert, and I've learned a lot about body language from her and the importance of what my face should look like, how I should stand, how I should hold my hands. You know, we're going to bring her on this podcast one day so she can share with you the importance of that unspoken language. That you may say, I'm positive at work, Alicia. I always have a smile on your face, but you always have your hands folded. You always look like you are closed off or unopen to hearing what people have to say. You always have your camera off during large Zoom meetings. Are you approachable? If you're a Christian, you should be approachable. Your work habits should exhibit how excited you are to help others, to be a part of a team. You should excel in written and verbal communication. Even if you're not a good writer, verbally you can clearly articulate yourself to others in a positive manner. Even if you are communicating difficult information or having a constructive conversation with someone, or even having to reprimand someone, you can still do that in a Christian way. All of your interactions with employees exhibit Christian principles and values. Remember that Christians have trials and tribulations too, but we do not react in adverse situations. We respond in love. Not always easy to do, but you have to respond in love. What do you do if someone on your job calls you out of your name? You respond in love. What do you do if your boss lies on you? You respond in love. I'm not saying you ignore it. You go to HR, you go to the person in charge above them to report it, but you still respond in love. What do you do when they shorten your paycheck? You know you worked 40 hours, they only paid you for 35. You respond in love. That's what we do as Christians. In She Words, we have monumental moments. And for this monumental moment, I would like to highlight research done by Dr. Brenna Brown. On January the 3rd, 2011, YouTube posted a TED Talk by Brenna Brown that will go viral, ultimately achieving over 10 million views. The TED Talk Dr. Brown gave in June 2010 was entitled The Power of Vulnerability. Dr. Brenna Brown, a research professor at the time at the University of Houston, Graduate College of Social Work, spent over 10 years studying a concept that she calls wholeheartedness, posing the question, how do we engage in our lives from a place of authenticity and worthiness? The essence of vulnerability. This came to fruition for Dr. Brown and catapulted her into studying vulnerability based off of her asking people about being authentic and worthiness. As a leader, she took that research and changed the perspective of people around the world on how we look at vulnerability. It was a woman that took her research for one thing and realized that there was something totally different she was supposed to study. And because of her, she has written books, she's given talks all over the world about the importance of you understanding that vulnerability does not make you weak. It makes you relatable. It makes you strong. It gives you the opportunity to embrace change. So for our monumental moment, we want to give a shout out for Dr. Brenna Brown for what she has done in helping us understand the power of vulnerability. Look her up. Listen to her TED Talk. Purchase her book. As we close out today's She Word, I was talking about, and I have been talking about to you, the power of vulnerability. And I've been talking to you about the power of showing who you truly are so that you can be a Christian at work, so that you can be solid in your religious principles at work, so that you can truly exhibit how we deal with situations differently in our work environment. Christians are not selfish. They are selfless. Christians are humble. Christians do their best to make a positive impact on the world around them. Is that you? Remember, Jesus shared with the disciples after the Last Supper in Luke 22:26, "The greatest among you must be like the youngest and the leader like the ones who serve." That's how Jesus served others. And it's important for us to go into our work environment, to lead our business, to lead our team with that attitude that I'm here functioning out of patience. I'm here to listen. I'm here to understand so that all of us together can have success in this organization. Thank you so much for being one of our She Words podcast listeners. I want you to make sure you send us an email if you have information you would like to share with us or if there is a subject you would like for us to talk about. I also want you to make sure that you download past She Words podcast and listen to those multiple times so that you can get it within your spirit and understand that, okay, I want to be better in this area. I'm going to constantly do my best to improve my mental health, my spiritual well, and my physical endurance. And the way that I do that is by being a lifelong learner. I'm a lifelong learner, and I want you to be too. I'm so glad we were able to have this conversation today. Make sure you tune in next time.
Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.